It was a glass half full kind of day for Haley Barras. Sure, it had been a slow summer season in the tiny town of Paradise, Alaska. In fact, it had been an excruciatingly slow year, particularly for the bush pilots who flew for West Slope Aviation. They were paid by the mile. So, no miles, no money. Not that Haley had a lot of day-to-day expenses. She lived in WSA staff housing, a small, rustic room, just a bedroom, a bathroom, and a tiny sitting area. But it stayed warm in the winter and had a great view of the mountains during the long summer days. The company provided 3 tasty meals plus snacks in the staff cafeteria. So if her bank balance suffered a little in the short term, she could live with that. Today, however, was a bright spot for the entire town. It was the first day of principal photography for the superhero action movie Aurora Unleashed. The production had brought new jobs to town. Local residents had been hired in catering, carpentry, hair, and makeup, as well as in logistics. That wasn't even counting the business spin-offs for everyone from Galena Expediting and West Slope Aviation to the Bear and Bar Cafe and Rapid Release Whitewater Rafting. Today, practically everyone had assembled at Mia Westberg and Silas Burke's house on the banks of the Paradise River to check out the action. It was a picturesque location, a wildflower meadow with soaring mountains and snow-capped peaks in the distance, with the newly built 2-story villa at the center of it all. The spectators clustered behind the surveyor's tape boundary that ran to the river's edge. But as the official pilot to the location scouting team, Haley was allowed on set with the rest of the crew. "Grab a snack," Willow Hale told her, stepping up to the heavily laden craft services table. "Is eating all anybody does here?" But Haley joined Willow to check out the assortment of fruit and nuts, cookies, and treats. In addition, enticing smells wafted from the catering tent, even though they were halfway between breakfast and lunch. "We have to keep up our energy level," Willow said, selecting a peanut butter granola bar and peeling away the wrapper. Haley was tempted by a bag of white, chocolate-covered cashews. The delicacy was new to her, but how could you go wrong with cashews, white chocolate, and crunchy toffee? You couldn't. That was the answer. She picked up a package. "Besides," Willow continued between bites, "they're tossing me off the sun deck into the river this morning." Haley stopped tearing open the crimped foil. "They're what?" "That's the first scene. I mean, not the first scene in the movie, but the first one they're filming. Probably want to get it done before the weather cools. I have to say, I'm all for that." Willow took another bite. "Do you know what you're doing?" It was a 20-foot drop from the sun deck into the water, and the water was freezing. Well, nearly freezing, just barely liquid. The river was fed year-round by glaciers high up in the mountain peaks. Sure, Willow was athletic, but she wasn't a professional stuntwoman. She was a Californian who loved adventure sports and had been drafted by the production based mostly on her enthusiasm for Paradise and the project. "Not exactly," she said. "Well, did you rehearse it?" "Are you kidding?" Willow's voice rose. "Do it twice?" Good point. Haley had to agree. Plus, the first time might kill you.